Well, joining me now, and I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about it, is former Pfizer employee. She pretty much comes on here every week because she is a ferocious researcher, constantly putting together new presentations. Karen, welcome back to the broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Brandon.
Do you know Allie? Allie?
No, I've seen her before, though. She's awesome.
I wish there was a way to... I have a list I wrote down. I had to write a list. It's down in my office. But I have a list of all the people I regularly work with. I need to add her to it now. But the list is two long columns. I wish there was a way to get us all together one day, but that'd be like 100 of us, you know, that I regularly work with in an interview. It'd be nice to get them all together and let everybody meet each other, because you would enjoy getting to meet Allie and vice versa. And there's so many of the other folks I know that would love to meet you. But we're going to be doing these town halls. We have our next one coming up November 11th with the four retired FBI agents here in the Memphis, Tennessee area. We'll give out the website address for that in a minute. Logan can put that on the screen for people to get the tickets. They're only $1 what we're charging. $1.70 is what Eventbrite charges to process it. So the tickets are $2.70. And that's really so that we can track who's going to be there, vet everybody, and then also make sure that the liberals just don't take up seats and tell us that they're going to be there, and they really don't. If you make them free, they'll just go and pull them all up, and then you'll have no one at your event. So Logan will put on the bottom of the screen what the URL is for that in a minute, and I'm going to download your PowerPoint that you sent in. But would you comment, please, Karen, about what you just heard? How much did you hear from Allie just there?
Well, no, I heard all of it. I think it's a tremendous stride in the right direction that Allie's going to be able to press criminal charges against these healthcare professionals who are doing what's in their best financial interests while violating the Hippocratic Oath and federal and state law. So they should be charged, and she's a hero for doing that. And I'm proud of the. I don't know if it's the AG or the DA.
General,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Attorney General in Arizona, filed it.
Yeah, the AG for picking up the case and moving forward, and I hope other states follow. Unfortunately, I'm in California, so I'm in purgatory.
But you're getting out of there hopefully soon. We're encouraging you to get out of there soon.
I know. Oh, I hope so too. I've got a son that I need to speak with, but I'll have to come back on next week after I'm done moving forward with my own lawsuit against this school. So that's another story. But, you know, we wanted to quickly address, too, that memo that I got from one of an enlisted Navy service member, you're going to put up soon.
Yeah, I'm actually downloading it. I'm downloading it right now as you speak. Go ahead and start setting that up, and then we'll show it on the screen.
So we're just the Department of Navy blatantly said currently the Department of the Navy does not have an FDA approved COVID-19 vaccine. So they're clearly stating that there's no FDA approved COVID-19 vaccine. So under all legislation, they can't authorize it because it's still an experimental product. So they cannot mandate it for the military. They never could, and they still can't. That would have to be a direct order from the president, and you'd have to have strong merit to override that. He'd have to actually directly order Austin then to make a mandate, but it would have to be an order. And then, you know, again, not only does the Navy not have any FDA-approved product, no one in America does, and I just had shared with you the NIH website from the press release from September 13th, where it clearly states that Pfizer has no intentions of producing any FDA-approved product known as Comirnaty as long as the EUA is in place. But, you know, the reason why I came on tonight, too, is I think it's time to come out swinging. You know, in Fauci, everyone's been saying, oh, was he part of gain-of-function research? Was he not? And he's lied to Congress. And what we're going to talk about tonight was not only did he lie to Congress about being part of gain-of-function research, but he collaborated with the Chinese government, you know, through their hospitals, and it appears the CCP and their military, and with Ralph Baric and other NIH and NIAID members to create weaponized viruses. He patented those viruses, and he patented those viruses, meaning those codons, and then he ensured that they were part of not only the SARS-CoV-2 virus, but also the vaccine. So U.S. American tax dollars paid Dr. Fauci to create a weaponized virus that he then patented, and now he is now infecting Americans with, and he's making money off of. So that's what I wanted to go over tonight, really.
All right. And we're going to let you go ahead and get started. We've got a technical issue with bringing up your slides, but we're going to go ahead and let you get started. And Logan's working to fix the problem. But go ahead and get started for the sake of time.
So Senator Marshall, a Republican out of Kansas, he wants to move forward and press charges against Fauci. And I just provided you with a newspaper article from a local paper in Kansas. And basically what he states is the NIH has finally come clean and confirmed that Dr. Fauci funded gain of function and related risky research on coronaviruses. The groundbreaking news, along with the mountain of evidence pointing towards the labs in Wuhan, simply cannot be ignored. He said, for the sake of global health, the appropriate Senate committees must address the NIH's information cover-up and clear mismanagement of the grants, along with the needed for guardrails of gain-of-function research to make sure nothing like this ever happens again. And like I said, this is not just that he funded it, he collaborated with it, he patented it, and now he's making money off of harming, injuring, and killing Americans.
Logan, so can that's, you see my screen? That, I think, I got is a the bigger... PowerPoint up. Can you see my screen? Let's switched over to another network. Oh, we did? It switched over to another network? Oh, okay. Keep going. He's working on it off to my side here. Keep going.
Well, this article, you can show it, but if people know, then Dr. Fauci lied, and he said to Senator Rand Paul again, as I mentioned in response to Senator Paul, the NIH and NIAID did not fund gain-of-function research to be conducted at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. So the article just restates what everyone knows Fauci has been lying about, and he's continuing to stick to his lie. So what
way,
I wanted to show
got,
people was
working.
Some of...
We're working with Judy Mikovits and Roger Stone to get because they're both friends with Robert Kennedy Jr. His book on Fauci comes out November 16th, and we're working to have him on as a guest about that new book. But in there, he says, and he put out a piece of it this week. I don't know if you saw it. He talks about Fauci experimenting on little orphan children. Have you read that piece?
Yes, that's known. That's known. Like it's known in the industry.
I mean, this guy, is there really any more personification of evil than Fauci? I mean, there's going to be a, let me just tell Fauci right now, you have no hope. I, in my opinion, theologically speaking, you are on your way to hell and you can't get off that road. And I don't say that about many people. But the Bible speaks about people whose conscience has been seared as with a hot iron. And finally, Romans 1 says, I give them over. He gave them over. He gave them over. He gave them over. My opinion is based on the fruit of the life of Fauci. God has given him over. His conscience has been seared. And that dude is going to find an extra special hot place in hell. I believe there are varying degrees of hell. And Fauci, I think, folks, don't. I know it makes us angry, and it should, a righteous indignation. Fauci is not going to get away with this. He will pay for this for eternity. And let's not forget, Fauci also brags that he is a Jesuit trained. He brags he is Jesuit trained. And who, by the way, has been warning us about the Jesuits and the Marxists? Archbishop Vigano, right? He's warning about the Great Reset, the Jesuits, the Marxists, Pope Francis. And there's Fauci, that we covered a long time ago, bragging he is Jesuit trained and they impact his way of thinking. So Fauci is not going to get away with this. I can just promise you that. But those are my thoughts. Those are my comments. Keep going, Karen.
Yeah, well, I understand what you're saying, that he experimented on orphans. And again, that's known and that's horrible. But people need to realize that Dr. Fauci, and we can't pull the study up right now, you know, going back to the 2000s, was weaponizing coronaviruses. The study that I'm sharing with you, you know, working in collaboration with Harvard and with other universities out of China, as well in the United States, they put in HIV, human HIV, they put in simian HIV, monkey HIV, and they put in murine, which is mouse leukemia. The whole point was to make a virus that would bind to receptor sites in the human body and make it more infectious, more deadly, cause more diseases, and more harm. And that's what he's been working on. And this weaponized virus is the spike protein. Americans are injecting themselves with the synthetic code to produce the bioweapon, which Dr. Fauci for over 20 years has been collaborating to make, and now he's making money off of it through his patent on glycoprotein 120 from HIV, as well as his ownership in the patent for the Moderna NIH vaccine. The vaccine produces a chimeric, weaponized, deadly, transgenic, trans-species virus in human bodies. All human bodies.
And this is the same guy that is tied, we have shown the screenshots, back to working closely with the Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Gates Foundation. And we know Gates, his father was tied back to Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, who was into eugenics. We know Johns Hopkins, one of the big four founders of Johns Hopkins, was one of the founders of eugenics, was a major player in eugenics, one of the big four founders of Johns Hopkins. We know that the guy that runs the World Health Organization, I think his name was Tedros, he's tied back to a school in Great Britain that is connected to what is known as supposed to be the father of eugenics. Everybody tied to this thing from Gates on down is tied to eugenics, Karen.
Yeah, what is the scripture, and I read it too, where everything in the darkness must be brought to light, because that's what's going on here. So this has been a plan in development for decades, and I know it's appalling to people, but this is the reality of our world right now, and what they're doing is they're completing their plan. So they've been creating interspecies animals and sea life and plants for decades, and now and then they've been doing research on humans and human embryos in these labs for years, and the next step is to then bring it upon the global population, which is we're in their next step right now. Again, you guys aren't showing the study showing.
Yeah, let me go back. I've got it now. Let me show this, Reagan. This is slide one we missed a while ago. This is the letter from the United States Marine Corps dated October 19, 2021, stating that currently the Department of Navy does not have an FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine product. So she talked about that. So there's the proof of that. Here we have Pfizer received FDA BLA license for its COVID-19 vaccine. That's dated September 13th, 2021. And at present, Pfizer does not plan to produce any product with these new NDCs and labels over the next few months, while EUA-authorized product is still available and being made available for U.S. distribution. Explain in layman terms why we're showing this slide, please.
So what Pfizer is saying is the approved formulation of Comirnaty, NDC is a new drug code, they're saying we don't plan on making the approved version of Comirnaty for the American population anytime, as long as the EUA is in place, basically, is what they're saying. I know it says they're saying as long as EUA product is available. They will make sure EUA product is available as long as the emergency use authorization.
There you go. Emergency use authorization. So the point is that...
Yeah, and so why there's EUA in place is because, first of all, 90% of people over 65 allegedly are fully vaccinated. So now we're saying healthy adults and children who are not vaccinated are a threat to national security. That's what this is under. So we're saying SARS, first of all, we're claiming SARS-CoV-2 is still around, which it's not. You know, viruses don't last for more than 18 months. They go on to mutate, create less potent, mutant versions of them. So it's gone. And we're saying unvaccinated children are a threat to national security. And that's why we still have to provide them with experimental gain-of-function chimeric product.
All right. And then here's the slide that you mentioned while ago, where Senator Marshall requests Senate hearings following vaccine mandate roundtables gain of function insights. Is this the guy that's requesting the arrest and prosecution of Fauci? Because I know there's somebody is.
Yeah. And then just go on to the next slide. I just wanted to show the date was October 26th. So I know I was going to be on earlier this week. Can you go on to the next slide? This is just, I read this to everyone. It just states that Dr. Fauci needs to be prosecuted. And that he's been lying and he continues to lie, and that he did fund this gain of function research.
And this is dated Journal of Virology, October 2004.
Yeah, so that study, what I'm showing is how far back this goes. So this 2004 study was for coronaviruses to create a respiratory, a virus that's transmittable via respiratory, so aerosol, right? Between, so you could infect people fairly easily. But what they did was they incorporated the HIV, you know, which causes AIDS or human immunodeficiency virus, another form of immunodeficiency virus from monkeys, and then a form of mice leukemia. So that's what they were doing. And if you go on to the next slide.
Let me just clarify. It was received February 3rd, accepted May 28th, but it looks like it was published in the Journal of Virology October 2004, just so people realize what I was referring to. All right, there's the next slide.
Okay, sorry about that.
There you go.
The next one.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, which shows here. What I wanted to show was that it did show that they were able to, codon optimization is optimizing the genetic code. So they optimized putting in what's called the CGG, which is that glycoprotein from HIV. What that does is that's why HIV, when people are infected, it ends up in your blood, it ends up in your semen, it ends up in different parts of your body. So they put that in there. But the other thing that it also said was they tested it on HEK293T. So that's the human embryonic kidney cell. So again, I'm just showing people this has been going on for decades.
Remind our audience what HIV stands for, because there's, you know, we got more and more young people tuning in. These are, you know, we've all heard the term HIV since the 80s, but remind our audience what the acronym HIV stands for.
It's human immunodeficiency virus. So it's a disease that wipes out your immune system, progressively wipes it out.
Okay, so the reason it's important. The reason it's important to mention that is you're saying in the vaccine they've spliced in HIV, which is why, again, people start having their immune system get attacked and they're dying, right?
Yeah, and this is one of the studies that shows that they spliced in HIV, and then I've got the sequences of the actual SARS-CoV-2 spike protein where they show it was spliced in, and I've got a Wall Street Journal article too.
Do you remember?
So it's in there. It also explains what.
I'm sorry. There seems to be a delay, so we're stepping on each other. Do you remember when this all started breaking in early 2020? Because we were on the air and we were reporting different people saying that they had analyzed the virus and there seems to be HIV has been spliced into it, and we were called conspiracy nuts and all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you remember that? That was early 2020.
I do remember that, and anyone that works in the industry, you know, knew this came from a lab. So I mean, it was just. Yeah, I do remember that.
But we were being told it came from a wet market, and we were even Fox, I think, picked up that mantra too. It came from a wet market, and any of the talk show hosts that were saying otherwise, or it came from a lab and from the Wuhan lab, we were being told, you know, we are crazy, we're crackpot, we're tinfoil hat, we're conspiracy theorists, and of course now I think even the idiots at Fox News know this is all true.
Yeah, and Brandon, that was intentional. I mean, also we talked about this before, is that. Our government and the mainstream media and those that have taken over America use behavioral insights to control and influence Americans.
Absolutely.
So the truth had to be not just squashed, but the truth had to be mocked and ridiculed and chastised, so no one wanted to be associated with the truth. What they found out through behavioral insights, through the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, and then working with our U.S. government and Harvard and Duke University, they found that Americans are most concerned with what their neighbors are doing and what their neighbors think about what they're doing. Americans are not concerned about what God thinks about them. They are more concerned about what, you know, the Joneses think.
Yeah.
So this was very well orchestrated.
And Facebook
seems
to have made
that
problem
worse. Yeah, and
that's
how we ended up in this situation.
And Facebook has made that problem worse.
Yep.
And I'm still not convinced. It's my gut. It's still my gut feeling that Zuckerberg is not what we think he is, or who we think he is, or how he got where he is. The thing just seems too odd and too benefits the central government, and particularly the CIA, too much. So I still have my questions about the CIA and Facebook and everything, because we sure seem to be giving a lot of data and information to the government. Hitler would have loved to have the ability to know what you believe, what you like, what you don't like, who you associate with. I mean, we gave them awful lot of information and data through Facebook, did we not?
We did. We gave them access to our, actually, you know, most they can plan out our most intimate thoughts and how we're going to respond and react to situations. So it was very Pavlovian. We were very well trained, and because people are more connected with their phones and with this sense of belonging, this false sense of belonging to a community, they were more worried about that than about whether or not what we were doing was morally and ethically right. That's just what this comes down to.
Yep.
It's very sad. I mean, this is the product of a godless society. I pray that people, turn back.
I didn't even know. Look your next slide. I didn't even know that was going to be the next slide till right now. Huh, look how well that worked out, Karen.
But what's interesting, Brandon, is Global Times is a Chinese newspaper. It's from the People's Republic of China. Yeah, so they're saying, hey, is this a conspiracy theory or a reasonable skepticism on Americans, right? Because they want to blame Fauci and Barrick. So they're saying this was made by Fauci and Barrick. This wasn't a natural origin, and they also are saying it's not from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And they're somewhat accurate in that as far as the masterminds. Like, Barrick has taken ownership of this, and then Fauci owns patents on it. But so you keep going, the next article from the Global Times. So remember when they were saying it's absolutely from nature and you're a tinfoil hat wearer if it's not from nature? The next slide, it says Barrick has developed a way around the problem, a technique for reverse genetics and processes. Not only did it allow him to bring an actual virus to life from its genetic code, but could mix and match parts of multiple viruses. And, you know, he says, you know, that reverse genetics with a full-length infectious complementary DNA. So this thing does produce DNA, new DNA material. It's the next slide.
I know.
Of severe acute respiratory.
It's on our end. I actually moved the slide, but it wasn't picking it up. I'm shutting down NDI and reopening NDI, Logan. We're having just lots of issues tonight, aren't we? I know it. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Mm-hmm. We've been having troubles all night.
I'll just keep reading.
Let me know if that fixed it, Logan. We've had troubles all night. We aren't even talking about. It is interesting. Some of the topics we cover, and all of a sudden our technical problems start up. But tonight's been one of the worst in a while. Let me know if that's showing back up in there, Logan, please. You got it? Trying to get it. All right, so you were reading from the Global Times, but just keep going, Karen, please.
Yeah, so then if you go into the China Daily newspaper, which is another CCP newspaper, there's a letter, an open letter to Dr. Ralph Barrick.
Okay,
and this person says to him, that's the one who let the genie out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And right there it says, as one of the leading virologists in the world, you would have been involved in research, designing, modifying, and synthesizing SARS-like coronaviruses for years. Since 1983, you have published 268 papers. Ralph Barrick, University of North Carolina, working in conjunction with the DOD in Fort Detrick. He has produced over 268 papers focusing on coronaviruses. This man goes, this physician from China goes on to say in 2006, and this is all true, I checked it. Fact checked it. 2006, your team managed to develop a desirable mutation which can cast imminent death spells to mice and has the potential to infect human beings with severe pneumonia. They're calling him out. They're calling out our government, our NIH and NIAID for what they did, which was to create a bioweapon out of coronaviruses. On the next page, he goes on to say, without any warranted evidence, you indicated in your interview with MIT Technology that some artificially modified viruses can be disguised as coming from nature. And even implied that files at Wuhan Institute of Virology possess the answers people want. But you know it all too well that the gain-of-function studies were done in your lab, and Dr. Xi Jing Li from Wuhan Institute of Virology did nothing to offer viral sequences. Okay, so that part's a bit of a lie, but basically, so the Wuhan Institute of Virology did play a major role in weaponizing this virus. If you keep going on to the next slide, this is in Wikipedia. I just want to show you guys that this is a crime hidden in plain sight. All the evidence is in plain sight. For Barrick and for Fauci to be charged and commit and charged and convicted of crimes against humanity. So if you go to the next slide, which is on from Wikipedia, it says right there, that BARIC's work involves coronaviruses, including gain-of-function research aimed at devising effective vaccines against coronaviruses. Well, he's actually developing bioweapons, not vaccines. The vaccine is also a bioweapon, right? So you just gotta, you have to see what the intentions are of creating this. But he also says that BARIC warns of an emerging coronavirus threat as a significant threat to global health due to zoonosis, which is from animals. That's a lot, okay? The threat he's already known is him. He's this evil scientist working in collaboration with the Wuhan Institute of Virology and Fauci to bring this forward. Then it goes on to the next page. This is what's important. BARIC confesses that he's basically done this. First, he admits that he does have a patent, right, on creating a synthetic viral code for a coronavirus that then would create complementary DNA, and that's not a compliment, that's not a good thing. That's creating a retrovirus, like an HIV in humans' bodies, and he patented it. That's right here. In this article, he goes on to say, though, Dr. BARIC goes on to say that in an interview with an Italian media outlet in September of 2020, that it's possible to engineer a virus without leaving a trace. So BARIC is boasting about how he can create a synthetic bioweapon and no one can figure it out that he made it, and he can convince the world that it came from nature. So this is really damning evidence. And then if you go on to the next slide, I just think the American people have the right to know that over $111 million of Americans' taxpayers' dollars went to Ralph BARIC as the lead investigator to create this bioweapon to harm, disable, cause autoimmune disease, and kill Americans. Over $111 million.
Good grief.
Now, if you guys keep going on... Yeah, go on. I have the scientific papers, but
what slide number are you on so I can catch up with you?
I'm on slide 14 now. On June 2021, the Wall Street Journal, because I just wanted to show like a neutral publication, I'm going to go to the scientific, but the Wall Street Journal even came out and said that gain-of-function research increases the lethality of coronaviruses, right? Mm-hmm. So it makes them more infectious and it makes deadly and cause more harm. And the thing is, you think about coronavirus, well, that's just a respiratory disease, but they created a monster disease. They created a disease, that's what that is, on that's chimera, that's what she is, that thing. They created a respiratory disease that can then cause autoimmune diseases, neurological diseases, cardiovascular diseases. And they did this by taking different viruses, not just from humans, but from other species, and creating this monster virus, and then writing the genetic code to inject people with it to then produce it. So that's why this is so important. And he goes on to say that they create supercharged viruses, and then the genome that's created is a blueprint for the factory to make the cells. That's what the mRNA is, to make these new viral proteins. If you go on to the next part of the article, what they point out is that this entire class of coronaviruses, these synthetic coronaviruses that are very infectious, very lethal, contain the CGG codon. That's that's the nucleotide. That's what makes up a genetic material. That's glycoprotein 120 from HIV. That's what that is. And they're saying it does not exist in nature. And if you go on to the next slide, they say that Xi Jingli published the spike protein in February 2020. And then what I pulled was there's a group of scientists out of India who then sequenced that. And what did they find? They found that it contains CGG, the glycoprotein 120 from HIV, which doctor, so we'll just skip through this for the sake of time, but that's glycoprotein 120. Again, that's what allows when people are injected and they start producing this virus in their body that's so harmful, it ends up not just being in their infected tissue in their lungs or in their hearts or their kidneys. It ends up being in their blood, in their semen, in a woman's breast milk. It crosses all barriers.
And because we're having issues with our slides showing up, which they're trying to rectify, the Wall Street Journal article dated June 6th, 2021, the science suggests a Wuhan lab leak. The COVID-19 pathogen has a genetic footprint that has never been observed in a natural coronavirus. That's the Wall Street Journal.
Yep. Yeah, the Wall Street Journal admitted to it too. So it's worse than a Wuhan lab leak, though. This was done in collaboration with the United States NIH and NIAID. And we know the NIH and the NIAID work closely with the DOD. So this is why this should be very upsetting to the American people about what's been brought upon them. And also these vaccine mandates, because this is what the bioweapon is. It's producing this interspecies, interviral, highly deadly, highly harmful virus in people. And like HIV, because it does have the glycoprotein 120 in it, there's other stuff in there too, other diseases, other microorganisms. But like HIV, it slowly progresses to make you more and more ill.
What would be the headline for tonight?
And eventually that.
I asked Allie what she would headline her article, you know, her segment tonight. What would be the headline of your report tonight?
I think it's that Fauci patented is making money off of killing Americans. I mean, he's infecting Americans with this vaccine. I mean, it's worse than anything I think people can think about, right? It's that the vaccine was made by the U.S. government. The virus was made by the U.S. government. And the bioweapon is the vaccine. But worse than that, even worse than that, is Fauci and Barrick and others have patented it, and they're making money off of the deaths of Americans and the globe. So not only are they committing crimes against humanity, they are greatly profiting from it.
So the bioweapon is the vaccine, and the government medical leaders are making money from it.
Yeah, I just say Fauci. Let's just say Fauci. That man needs to, you know, go back to hell. Sorry.
No problem. And Fauci, yeah, okay. Are you guys seeing my slides now, Logan? No. All right. I'm on slide 18 for what it's worth. I'll let you keep going. Slide 19 is what we're on now.
This is, yeah, knowing if they don't, just keep going. Go on to the next slide. Okay. That just shows the four insertions of HIV codons. And then this one, if you ever get it up there, I don't know. This just shows you can, I pulled this table out from the peer review publication. So when you read a peer review publication, there's tables and charts, and they, you know, and you can go and look at what the scientists actually, this is the code that they produced. I'm not sure. I don't know what technology they used to produce it. I don't recall, but it shows the CGG repeat in there. So they did prove that it contains it. And then the next slide, slide 21, what I just show you is you can see Fauci as the head investigator, and every year he's giving himself $1 or $2 million to research the integration of the HIV envelope, which is glycoprotein 120, into viruses, including coronaviruses. So he's paid himself $11.677 million. And then you can go on to the next slide. And this is all publicly available on the NIH website. You can see the patents that he has for glycoprotein 120, which is the CGG-CGG codon. Mm-hmm. So we know that's in the spike protein, and we know that's in the spike protein that's being produced by the vaccine. So he's getting royalties from this vaccine.
And we have all the paperwork and all the screenshots, even if it's not coming over, to prove everything she's saying. I'm looking at it myself. Wow. All right, now I'm on to the next slide. Now, this is the one you have James Rosen on the slide with the Twitter feed and stuff.
Yeah, so Fauci's saying, like, vaccine-hesitant Americans should put aside their concerns about liberties and freedom, which is, like, ridiculous. This is from earlier in the year. And then James Rosen comes forward and says that that Dr. Fauci defends the U.S. government with the collaboration with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but then says that, you know, collaboration never happens. And then this was around July of this year, I think, July, August. Fauci was feeling pressured And this is a quote that people are posting on, they're posting on Facebook, where Fauci says, "I wish that people would realize that the common enemy is the virus," which he made, by the way. And he also made the vaccine, which produces a virus. "I wish people would realize that the common enemy is the virus, not each other. We're in this together. And the only way we're going to conquer this virus is by working together." So we're not in this together.
No.
With him.
No, we're not.
And then I just showed on the next slide, like he's working very closely with Barrack. Barrack had him out in March of last year. I think it was March or May to speak at the University of North Carolina. So I'm sure he got a nice $100,000 speaking fee to speak at the University of North Carolina. And then, you know, talking about how people are being fooled and tricked. This is someone that I was friends with on Facebook. She had posted, you can see she's all excited. This, you know, "If you're unvaccinated, you are the incubator for the new variants, Dr. David Weber." And so she's posting this all over the place, telling people, like, look, it's the unvaccinated that are creating the variants, and you're bad. And, you know, and she's trying to help people. She truly believes this. And Dr. Weber said every person who's unvaccinated is really a little incubator for developing a new variant. And they say he's with the Society of Healthcare Epidemiology of America. What they fail to say is he also has the top position in infectious disease at the University of North Carolina, where Dr. Ralph Barrack works, who's his buddy.
And by the way, I don't know if you know this or not.
So
I don't know if you know this or not, Karen, but I have an article tonight over at my news aggregated website, worldviewreport.com. And they're reporting over there how full the hospitals are around the country with people that don't have COVID. But when they go on to describe what they have blood clots and heart conditions and other things. But apparently the people are too stupid to put together the article to realize these are all exactly the very side effects the FDA said would come from the COVID shot, right?
Yeah, Brandon, but I don't think they're stupid. I mean, I'm referring to the journalists who are writing the article.
They should be, I mean, they could tune into this show and know what's going on.
Yeah. I think the people that are being harmed, you don't realize when you've been betrayed and lied to, because if someone took an oath and you trusted them and you believe that they have your best interest in mind, you know, and you really do trust them, then when they harm you and betray you, especially something to this degree, it's unbelievable. It's very difficult to believe that that's happening to you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think. But this is the problem, is that the media, like you're saying, the media, they know they're lying and they're laughing at us. I mean, what's her name? Mika, Joe Scarborough's wife. Mika, what's her name?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What'd she say?
Yeah. So, I mean, she last year she had a fit because people were coming forward saying they disagreed with stuff. This isn't what they think. And she goes, "We tell you what you think. We tell you what to think. You don't think. We tell you what to think." You know, and they're very egotistical, and they get off on lying to people, and then they're like, "Oh, I can't believe they believe that." You know, so this is, it's a very deep betrayal. It really is, and I don't know. You know, Brandon, I don't know how to wake people. I don't know how to make people see the truth. I mean, how, you know, it's like when you have a friend and, you know, his wife is cheating on him. You know, how do you say, "Look, she's cheating on you"? I mean, they don't want to see it. You know, I mean, this is far worse than that. I mean, I'm not saying that that's not horrible to have someone cheat on you, but this is I don't know how, it's hard to make people see, like you're saying, there's hospitals filled with people with all of those effects that the FDA said were going to happen from these injections, because they injected people with a bioweapon. So people are having blood clots, they're having aneurysms, they're having autoimmune diseases, enhanced respiratory disease, they're having neurological disorders, and the healthcare providers are telling them, "Oh, it's not the vaccine," you know, and then everyone on the media and our government.
The article went into how the hallways were so full, that there were no rooms, that people were in their hospital beds in the hallways.
How come this isn't on the news right now? I mean,
I don't know.
That's the other thing I was about. They said last year the hospitals were overflowed, right? When they first did the lockdowns, and they were ghost towns. And then they had to lay off a bunch of healthcare workers because they couldn't pay them because no one was going to the hospitals. And now the hospitals are being overrun. It's not being covered.
Yeah, and the article said it was being overrun by not from COVID, but from people suffering from all these things, and they listed them off. And I recognize many of them as the things the FDA said in that slide we keep showing. Was it slide 16 or slide 12, whatever the number is? That this was going to be what we know can be the side effects from the shot, and yet now they're saying NPR is reporting, and I again have the article linked at worldviewreport.com. That the hospitals are full, and it's talking about people being out in the hallways in their hospital beds because they're so full. But you're right. Where is the media on this? That would be a big story. But of course, I think they're burying it because they don't want to talk too much about it. Because again, I think it's only validating what we were predicting was coming. And can you imagine what it's going to be like this winter? Karen? Did we lose Karen?
Yeah, I know you broke up. It is going to be much worse this winter. But here, you know, here's something I want to point out too. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Is there a problem?
No, I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay. So, you know, I think it is going to be much worse this winter, but oh, you can. There's a delay, I think.
Yeah, there's totally a delay tonight. It's horrible.
This is bad. I don't know what to do. I'm sorry.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
But just one thing I want to say is that COVID-19 is anything that causes morbidity or mortality. We learned that last year. That's what they defined it as. So we knew it wasn't a respiratory virus. The reason why they did that originally was because they knew the vaccines were going to cause all of these diseases across all your different systems, right? Your immune system, your respiratory system, your cardiovascular system. What happened this summer... the Mayo Clinic study, which was 646,000 people, one-third got Pfizer, one-third got Moderna, one-third didn't get anything. And what they listed was heart attacks, ischemia, neurological disorders, you know, low platelets, all that stuff. And they listed it as COVID-19 breakthrough. So what they were planning on doing was saying, look, we're going to give people the vaccine. It's going to cause all these diseases, all this morbidity, all this mortality. And we're going to call it COVID-19 breakthrough so that people will then line up to get a booster shot, knowing that the vaccine wore off. But when they actually executed that messaging, that propaganda messaging, what happened was Americans said, wait, why am I getting vaccinated if I'm going to get hospitalized anyway with COVID-19 breakthrough? So now they were supposed to be going, all these people in the hospital are supposed to have COVID-19 breakthrough cases and need a booster shot, but that backfired. So now they're saying, we don't know what's causing it. So the narrative has got a big glitch in it, a big kink in it now. So we have to see how they're going to pivot on this one, Brandon.
Yeah, we absolutely are. Okay, mark down where we stopped on the slides. We'll get you back on next week. To do more of this, because I know you've got more slides, and I got two more guests I got to get to with some breaking news tonight. You should continue watching because it's right up your alley in regards to ivermectin and an attorney that I'm about to interview related to the Wisconsin Court of Appeals and the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then of course Patrick Wood is going to come on and talk to us about Facebook changing their name to Meta and the connection there with avatars and hooking your whole life to the internet, which I think also goes back to all things internet, including the technology we've been talking about in the shots that will have us all connected back to the internet. So I think it all will tie together. It'll intrigue you. And so mark down where we finished on these slides. We'll pick it up next week on that, okay?
Okay, thanks, Brandon. And if there's any attorneys, I've been working with attorneys and congressmen. If they need any documentation, I've read through hundreds of, you know, thousands of pages, so I'm good at providing them with evidence for exhibits if they need anything. Give them my information.
How could they email you?
Patriots, P-A-T-R-I-O-T-S, Patriots at MyFight, M-I FIGHT.com. So patriots@myfight.com.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate your being with us. Karen Kingston checking in once again tonight, and sorry for the technical glitches. We appear to be literally under attack tonight, folks, trying to disrupt the program. I wonder who could be behind that.